Morning. Today's daf is daf Mem in Zvachim. I don't know what to do with myself. We are on schedule. We're right where we need to be. I don't have to rush. I don't have the cloud of catching up on my head. All right. It's fine. Zvachim is 120 block of Gemara, and we are now in Daf Mem, so that means we're a third through the way of Zvachim. That was easy. There's only two-thirds more to go, but really we're in the heart of the Masechta. We're in the fourth parak of Zvachim, and yesterday we discussed the Chatos HaPnimius, the inner Chatos. And so today we will continue, and really a focused discussion today on the Chatos HaPnimius, and let's get underway. Okay, again, let's just get a general overview. A general chatas, a regular chatas, quote-unquote a regular chatas, is one in which a person, an individual, sins and unaware at the time that he sinned, and he has to bring a carbon chatas to the Beis HaMikdash. That's offered on the outer Mizbeach, where almost all carbonas are offered. Essentially, all carbonas are offered on the outer Mizbeach, the one in the courtyard, the one that, right, if you're looking up at the wall, the big box, the big box out in the courtyard. So that's where all the karbanos are offered. Ola, shlamim, asham, right? Toda, you name it, it's offered out there. That's generally done. As we've been discussing now for well over a month, the performance of a karban requires that the blood, the animal be shechted, the blood be collected, and the blood be sprinkled on the mizbeach. That's zrika. That's the essential nature of every single, and the zrika has to be done on the mizbeach. That's the real kapara. That's where it's all at. It's at the point of zrika. Once the zrika is done, so then the kapara has been achieved. Good. That's generally speaking. Five times in the Torah tells us that you take the blood and you don't sprinkle on the outer mizbeach, but you go inside. You go into the heichal and you go into the mizbeach hazahav. There is it's also called the mizbeach hakatoras. There's a little mizbeach inside the heichal. Generally speaking, what is it used for? It's used to burn incense. That's its main feature. Its main task is to burn incense on it. The daily incense was burned on that Mizbeach HaKetoros inside. And what you do with certain chataos is that you shecht it and you bring the blood into the Heichal and you sprinkle it. Where is it sprinkled? So I'm sorry, before we get to where, which chataos are they? So the Torah goes through about five of them, not about. There are only five of them. Five chataos which are done inside. Two annually and three... and three of them as needed, right? So the two annually is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, yishech two karbanos, a par and a seir, goat and a bull, and the bloods of those two are brought into the heichal and sprinkled in the heichal. Exactly how I'll get to in just a moment. Okay, and that's done annually. Three of them as needed. Two of them are in Parshas Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet, which we spent a lot of time learning that Perek when we did Horios. So two of them are mentioned over here. Number one is the Par Kohen Gadol, the bull of the Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol sins inadvertently, so he has a special chatas that he needs to bring. It's called the Par Kohen Gadol. The Torah calls it as the Par HaMashiach. Right, Mashiach, because he's anointed with the oil as the Kohen Gadol. So if he sins inadvertently, so he brings his chatas, his special chatas, which is a bull, not a goat or a sheep, which the rest of us would bring, but a bull. And again, the blood of his bull goes into the heichal and sprinkled inside the heichal, much like on Yom Kippur. There's some subtle differences which we'll talk about today. Additionally, the Par Halam Davar. Beis Din comes out with a ruling, an erroneous ruling. We follow, the majority of the Jewish people are following Beis Din. Special carbon chatas as well. That's called Par Halam Davar. That's next in Perek Dalet. That's the next carbon that's being discussed. Okay. Give me a moment. Let me just finish up the intro. So that is, that's also brought into the Heichal, just like the Par Kohen Gadol. In fact, just like the Asa Lapar, I'm reading now towards the end of Perek Dalet, the end of the Parsha of the Par Halam Davar. I'm reading this pasuk because this pasuk will get a lot of playtime today in our Gemara. The Asa Lapar Kasher Asa Lapar Achatas Kenya Aselo V'Chiper Lema Kom Nislach Lem. The Torah essentially says, you know what I told you to do for that last carbon, right? For the Kohen Gadol. Essentially, it's going to be the same thing over here with going inside and bringing the blood inside. There's one more. Chatas HaPnimius. Okay, so two for Yom Kippur, two mentioned in Parshas Vayikra, and one more mentioned in Parshas Shlach. Okay? I obviously, placement of where these are in the Torah are significant. Can I adequately explain to you why it's in Parshas Shlach? No. But it's obviously significant. The Torah over here describes that there is another special carbon, a seir, a goat that's brought if the majority of the Jewish people are Oved Avodah Zarah. Inadvertently, right? The Jewish people start worshipping idolatry. So the Torah also describes it, and the Torah says that also blood of this carbon is brought inside the Heichal and sprinkled inside the Heichal. Okay. So those are your five chataos hapnimios, two annually, three per need, as needed. Okay, what's done? So for all five of them, so you bring it, shecht it, take the blood in a bowl, walk it into the heichal. Then what you do is the following. First, you go to the curtain, you go to the parochas. There is a curtain that divides the heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is the inner sanctuary, this is where the Aron is, this is where the rest of the furniture, so to say, of the Beis HaMikdash is, menorah, shochan, and the mizbeach. So the first thing you do is you sprinkle it into the direction of the parochas. Okay, seven times. Do you actually hit the parochas? Unclear. Unclear whether or not you actually hit the parochas. But good. But you sprinkle it towards the parochas seven times. Then you turn around, you go to the mizbeach at the Taurus, and you hit all four corners of the Mizbeach HaKetaris. Then you still have a bowl left of blood, right? What we call Shirayim. You go outside, you sprinkle the Shirayim on the Yesod, on the foundation of the Mizbeach, and that's it. Now you're finished with the Dam. The animal is taken outside, not offered on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The animal's taken outside and the animal's burnt. Okay. The only difference, in other words, that's essentially the process for all five of them. The only difference is, hopefully you picked it up already, you're thinking, wait a second, there's more in Yom Kippur. Yes, there's more in Yom Kippur, is that the blood of Yom Kippur is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When there was an Aron between the bottom of the Aron, the poles of the Aron, and when there was no Aron, i.e. during the Second Temple, so, in the direction where the Aron once was. Okay, yes. Question? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, let's go. We started yesterday, on Lamed Tesamad Aleph, on towards the bottom we had a Braisa. And the Braisa there went and described, and really spent most of its time focusing on this one Pasuk. Again, Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav. The Torah says, Va'asalapar, and you do to this bowl. Remember, structure of the Perek is that first, the beginning of the parak talks about the Parko and Gadol. That goes from Pasuk Beis to Pasuk Yud Beis. And then Pasuk Yud Gimel through Pasuk Chaf Aleph describes the Par Helam Davar. So in Pasuk Chaf, it says, Vasala Parka Sherasa Lefar HaChatas. You do to this bowl the same way you do to the Par HaChatas. Kenya Aselo, you do to this one. V'chiper Alei Makom V'nislach Lahem. And there's Kapara and there's Slicha. And there's atonement and forgiveness. Good. And the Gemara yesterday spent a lot of time darshaning this pasuk. So what we're going to do, we read the Braisa yesterday. We'll start on the top of Mem Amud Aleph. And now what we're going to do, as the Gemara classically does, is it dissects. It takes every part of the Braisa and it analyzes every part of the Braisa. So hold Lama Tes, because we're going to keep going back to the Braisa again and again as we go and review all the points that were made in the Braisa. When Mem Amud Aleph, we're in the top line. Amar Mar. Okay, the Braisa said, if you look on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, that what is the reason of repetition? To tell us that it's essential. Meaning that the blood sprinklings are essential to Ma'akev. You need to sprinkle all seven. Now I'm going to reread the Braisa that we saw in Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Asak Asher Asah, Ma'balu Mod, Lichfo Bahaza Asah. It wants to repeat. The purpose of the Torah coming and repeating is that it's essential. You have to do all. Now, seven generally are essential. Right? That's what the Braisa says. Seven generally are essential. Now we have to wonder, what does that mean generally? Seven generally are essential. Where else do you have sprinkling of seven, and where else do you see that seven are generally essential? So that's the Gemara's question. So, b'chol makom hecha, that, right? Exactly what the Gemara wants to know. Where do we find this? So, Amar Papa beparo v'negayim. Two other places in Halacha where we see that sprinkling is absolutely essential. Number one, the paro, right? The pasuk says by the paro, v'hiza nochach p'nei ola ma'ed, the kas of chuka li'ikuva. Regarding the paro duma, paro duma, you're supposed to sprinkle the blood in the direction of Olam Moed. Remember, Paraduma is not shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. It's shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash. And we always question, is it a real avoda? Is it not a real avoda? Okay, however you want to say it. Point is that there are sprinklings of the blood of the Paraduma. We also know that Rashi points out, the Torah says over there the word chukah. Chukah, we always know, means it's essential. It's absolutely required. This is the way to do it. There's no deviation whatsoever. And every part is required. So by the paraduma, sprinkling is essential. So there you know that seven sprinklings by the paraduma are essential. Also tzaras. Rashi says that the sprinkling of the oil of the mitzora. And once again, we know over there that it's essential. Rashi points out it's based on another drasha that we know it's essential. Good. So we find two other areas in halacha where there are seven sprinklings and we find that they're essential. So now we understand the braisa. Generally, seven is essential. Good. Now we move on to the next part of the brisa. Man arba minayin, tamalama ken yaseh. Maishna man zayin deksivu kfilan, man dal nami ksivu kfilan. So the Gemara says, I'm not... Good. So I understand the difference between the sprinkling of seven versus the sprinkling of four. Seven, we have it elsewhere in Chumash, elsewhere in Halacha, where seven are essential. Four, we don't have it elsewhere in Halacha, that four are essential. That part I get. The Gemara says, here's the part I don't get. You know, 7 and 4 are repeated by the Par Kohen Gadol, and it's repeated again in Par Halam Davar. So, once there's a repetition, of course they're essential. So why does the Braisa say, I know 7, but where do you know 4? They're both repeated. The Gemara's Lashon is, Ksiva Nukfilan. They're both written and they're both repeated. So, I'm Rav Yirmi Lonetzuchal Rabbi Shimon Detanya. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. They're both repeated, but I still need the halacha vis-a-vis the position of Rabbi Shimon. We learned in the Braisa Lamal Omer, Karen Karnos, Shtayin Lamatu, Omer, Karen Karnos, Arba, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Oh. According to Rabbi Shimon, the two partials are not repetitions, but rather two halves. They complement one another. Rabbi Shimon says, how do I know that I have to sprinkle the blood in all four corners of the inner Mizbeach? Right? So Rabbi Shimon says, I'll tell you how I know. Because in Parshas, right, we're all in Perek Dalet. In the first half of Perek Dalet, when we're talking about the part of the Kohen Gadol, the pasuk says, "V'nasan a Kohen min Adam al Karnos Mizbach Ketaras Asamim Lefnei Hashem." You put it on the corners. Now, Torah doesn't say how many. We have the Torah telling us the word Karnos plural, right? I've said this many times because the Gemara has said this many times. Right, whenever the Torah says the word plural, we always take a minimalist approach. We can't assume any more than two, because any more than two, there's an infinite number of possibilities. So, from here, Rabbi Shimon says, I sprinkle on the corners, two. Now I go to the next parsha. The next parsha, which talks about the Par Halam Davar. And once again, same story. Omin Adam Yitain Al Karnos HaMizbeach. You take the blood, this was Pasuk Yidches, and you put it on the Karnos HaMizbeach, on the horns of the Mizbeach. Once again, how many? Two. Can't be more than two. Okay. So Rabbi Shimon says, so what do you do? Two plus two. It's easy math today. Right? So it's two plus two. So but the important point to realize over here is that what Rabbi Shimon's doing is that they aren't the two parshios are not repetitions of one another. They're complementary of one another. I take Parsha Kohen Gadol, I take Parsha Halam Davar, and I put them together to get to the number four. Now we get it. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Hichbil HaKra. There's no Kefil, there's no repetition over here. They're actually two parts of one big picture. Good. Rabbi Yehuda, let me just finish the braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Amenu Tzarech Harei Omer Ba'ol Moed, Akol Ha'omor Ba'ol Moed. So Rabbi Yehuda says no, because the Torah says Ba'ol Moed, The Torah tells us that whatever is done in Ohel Moed is done over here. I already know that the word karnos is a reference to four, and therefore the parshios are double, are repeating one another. Good. So Rabbi Yehuda Ken Yaseh Mayavile, the Gemara has, now it's goes back and forth, it's ping pong of what is each Tana do with the other. Rabbi Yehuda Ken Yaseh Mayavile, me by lelecha detanya, lefishal alaman, lepar yama kippurim, lesmicha vishayare hadam, minayin. So Rabbi Yehuda says, this Ken Yaseh, in Pasuk Chaf, I'll tell you what I need it for. I needed to teach me a halacha regarding the par of Yom Kippur. You see, because by the par of Yom Kippur, the Torah tells us in great detail what's done with the blood of the bull of Yom Kippur. But Torah doesn't say anything about smicha, nor shayare hadam, what to do with the leftover blood. Tamalomer ken yaseh. So that's what the ken yaseh is coming here to tell me. Ken yaseh over here is an allusion, it's a reference to the blood of Yom Kippur. Meaning on Yom Kippur, there's a requirement of smicha, to put your hands on the head of the bull of the animal, and there's a requirement also of shayare hadam, the remaining blood has to be poured onto the mizbeach.
And Rabbi Shimon uses ken yaseh to add up the 2 plus 2.
Rabbi Shimon uses the ken yaseh to add the 2 plus 2. Or lapar yom kippurim lo lamanu amart lapar ze yom kippurim. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that's not true. So we've already established that whatever is true regarding the par helam davar and the par kohen gadol is true for the par yom kippurim. The pasuk says lapar ze yom kippurim. That's a quote of the brisa on the previous page. Itzurich saka dat chamina hanimila avoda de matva kapara. The Gemara says, no, it's necessary. Because I would have thought that, yes, it's true we do make comparisons of the par helam davar to the par of Yom Kippur. That's true. But I might have thought that's limited to only essential avodas. How about non-essential avodas? Like pouring the remaining blood onto the foundation of the outer mizbeach. Not an essential avoda. So how do I know that? Tal kamash malan. That's the chiddush. Rabbi Shimon hai ba ol moed my avid lay. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the pasuk of ol moed, which according to Rabbi Yehuda was there to tell me that I got to hit all four corners of the mizbeach? According to Rabbi Shimon, I know four because I added 2 plus 2. So mi bailei shim nifchas a tikra shahecha lo hayam mazeh. So we learn out a different halacha. You know what I learned out from the pasuk of Ohel Moed? I need a roof. In order to sprinkle the blood, I need a roof. Meaning that, remember, as we pointed out at the beginning of this morning, the chatos apnimios are fundamentally different. They're sprinkled inside the heichal. Part of being inside the heichal is that there's a roof over your head. Outside, where most of the karbanos are offered, it's a courtyard. There is no roof. But it's just walls around, but there's no roof on top. So, and the roof becomes an essential component to doing the avodas panim. You need a roof over your head. So, and without a roof, you can't do it. The idach, and just finishing up now our little ping pong match, the idach measher. So we're going to assume Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree with the halacha. What does he derive the halacha from? From the word asher, the idach asher lo darish. And the other one says no, asher doesn't create a limud. We don't have a right to darsh on the word asher. It's not a darshable word. Okay, how's that for an English sentence? Okay, here we are. Point number one is that the brisa says that you must sprinkle 7 times towards the parochet for the chatos panimios. You got to hit all 4 corners of the mizbeach. The brisa speaks to, we know 7 is essential because 7 is generally essential, as we established. How about 4? How about needing all 4? And the Gemara says that's why you have repetition. And the Gemara then went on to ask the question, why do you need repetition? Meaning, why else would I have thought that they're not essential? So as we've now come across, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, how we actually arrive at the number 4. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's really complementary parshios. Parsha Kohen Mashiach is 2, plus Parsha Helam Davar is 2, it's 2 plus 2 is 4. So that means that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no repetition. Good. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, There is repetition. And so the whole Braisa is really speaking to Rabbi Shimon. That is answer number one of why I would have thought four is not essential. Okay. Answer number two, Abaye. Abaye amar Rav Yehuda nami yitzterech. Abaye says, no, you're wrong. This Braisa isn't just speaking to Rabbi Shimon. Braisa is speaking to Rabbi Yehuda as well. The Gemara says, you know, it's really not clear that just because the Torah repeats, that means it has to be done. Right? So he says, for example, we know that in both Parshios, in the Parsha of Par Mashiach, in the Parsha of Par Helam Dafer, we know there's smicha, right? Pasuk Dalad. So we know there's smicha. Turn page. Next parsha. In next parsha, we find Par Helam Dafer. V'no adu. No, yeah. Pasuk Tezvav. V'samchuzik nehaidas yedema rosh apar lefnei Hashem. V'shacharas apar lefnei Hashem. We know that there's smicha regarding Par Helam Dafer. Now, is smicha essential? It's repeated. Is it essential? So, but we know it's not. Right? I guess it begs the question, how do we know it's not? Right, I'm not 100% sure about that, but we know it's not. So just because it's repeated doesn't mean it's necessarily essential. So Abaye now is telling us, look, the Braisa has to hammer home the point that you see that just because it's repeated doesn't mean it's essential. Could have made the same argument by the four corners of the inner Mizbeach, that just because the Torah repeats it doesn't necessarily mean it's essential. That's why I need the drasha of Ken Yasa to tell me that it's absolutely essential. Period. Okay, that takes us to part one of today's daf. Okay, so really all we've done so far, not all we've done, but is that we've dissected the first two lines of that Braisa. Again, our entire day today is going to be spent on the Braisa that we quoted from yesterday. Okay, so if you look back at Lama Tessam and Alf, you see the first two lines of the Braisa, V'asek ha'asher asa ma'ba'lum o'lichbo b'hazaso v'lim ishim chisar achas mikol matam salasa v'lo klom ein li'ala matan sheva shem akvas v'chol makam matan dalami nine tamalom ken yase lapar. I'm sorry, ken yase, period. Okay, so the ken yase is telling me the essential nature of the sprinkling. So the Gemara is discussing, why does the Braisa need to tell me that it's essential? Don't we know that already? So two answers, Rav Yirmiya versus Abaye, in terms of why the Braisa needs to tell me it's essential. Okay, two. Next part of the Braisa. Lepar zepar yom ha-kippurim. Okay. Once again, Pasuk Chaf. The entire day today is dedicated to Pasuk Chaf. Perek Dal Pasuk Chaf of Sefer Vayikra. Ve'asa lepar kasher asa lefar ha-chatas. And you're going to do to this bowl the same you did to Parachatas. And the Braisa says, you know what? The Torah is alluding to another bull. Which other bull? Par Yom HaKippurim. Again, it makes sense. There's a limited number of Chatas HaPnimios. Right? And even more limited in terms of how many bulls there are. Of the Chatas HaPnimios, we started off this morning by pointing out that there's five in total. Of five, three of them are bulls. Par Kohen Mashiach, Par Helam Davar, and the Par of Yom Kippur. So if the Torah over here is talking about par, right, Vasala par, kasher asala far hachatas, it must be alluding to, this is the Bryce's thinking, another bull, specifically the bull of Yom Kippur. Gemara now examines this part of the Bryce. Lapar ze par Yom Kippur, lamai hilchasav, ilak epshita chuka ksivbe. So what do you want to tell me? That for Par Yom Kippur it's essential? We know that. If you turn to Achrei Mos and you read the parsha of Achrei Mos, the Torah keeps repeating chuka, chuka. Every time you see the word chuka, that means it's absolutely necessary. Everything is absolutely essential. So I don't need this little allusion to tell me that the avod of Yom Kippur is essential. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak lo nitzucha ela l'Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, well, again, if you know various shitos throughout Shas, you'll know that maybe not. Maybe I do need this parsha in Vayikra to tell me, to allude to the fact that the avodah of Yom Kippur is essential. The Amar ki ksiva chuka advar manasim bibig de lavan bifnim shem hikdim masa lachaver lo asav lo klum. Aval dvar manasim bebig de lavan b'chutz hikem masal achaver masha aso asoi. Rav Yehuda is of the following opinion. Kohen Gadol goes through a couple of wardrobe changes on Yom Kippur. Five of them to be in total. Right? Goes from gold to white, to gold to white, to gold. Right? That's his day. The big day Zav is a regular begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Then he goes into his big day lavan, because when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he cannot be wearing gold, and Kategor Nasa Sanegor. So he puts on his white clothing, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he does certain avodas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Good. He comes out, changes into gold, and again he goes through that five times. And not for now, obviously not for now, but various avodas that are done while wearing gold, while wearing white, etc., etc. Rav Yehuda says, look, when he's wearing white, when he's wearing his big day lavan, and he's going bifnim, and he's going inside the heichal, so there, Seder is so important. The order of the way the Torah tells us how he has to do it, that's so important. And if he does anything out of order, it's lo asav a lo klum. It's as if he didn't do anything. Okay? And he's got to go back to the point where he messed up, and he's got to do it again in the correct order. However, Rav Yehuda is of the opinion, Dvar Manasim Bebig Delavim Bachutz, anything that's done in white outside, so that is Masha Asa Asui. What's done is done. Meaning, right, you should have followed the correct order of the Torah, but that's not critical. Now, what Rav Yehuda is not saying that is that you can leave anything out. You can't leave anything out. But what he is saying, however, is that outside the heichal, order is not critical. So the Gemara says, Ema. So here's now a Havamina. Midichesidron lo ma'akve, hazaos nami lo ma'akve. As a Havamina, I would have thought, well, if order is not significant, maybe, look, seven sprinklings towards the paroches. Okay, so I did six. I basically got it. That's right. 6 out of 7 is not bad. So Hazal is Nami Loma Akve Kamash Malan. That's the Chiddush Akra. That's what we learn out from Parhelam Davar. That Hazal, every Hazal, all seven of them are essential. All four on the Mizbech HaKetoros is essential. That's what we learn out. Okay.
I suspected
that also.
So then
that makes a lot more sense.
Because
then the Seder of the Heichal is not significant. That makes a lot more sense. Okay, excellent. Maska for a papa mi matzah samar hachiv atanya v'kila mechaper asakodesh im kiper kila v'im lo kiper lo kila. So the Gemara says, even that, even as a havamina, it's you can't entertain that. It's we know the Tanaim are of the opinion that every avoda that's required on Yom Kippur is essential. Period. There's slight variation amongst the Tanaim, but so slight. And as I'm going to point out, as we're going to see in just a moment, the slight variation doesn't speak to the sprinkling of the blood inside the Heichal. That everybody agrees is essential. So essentially what the Gemara is going to challenge is, you can't even have a Havamina. Meaning Havaminas have to be predicated on something. Right? They have to be, every Havamina has to be a legitimate thought. To think that one of the Hazos, one of the sprinklings on Yom Kippur, is not essential, it's not even plausible to entertain. The Gemara says, look, the Atani we learned in the following Braisa. V'kila michiper sakodesh. Again, Parshas Achrimos, and you conclude the kapara of the Kodesh. Im kiper kila, the im lo kiper lo kila, divrei Rabbi Akiva. You see on the side of the Gemara, in terms of what the correct gears is over here. Okay, whatever the correct gears is. Let's call it Rabbi Akiva. Let's just work with our gears. Rabbi Akiva says, if you do the kapara, good, you finished. And if you don't do the kapar, if you're not finished, Amalei Rav Yehuda Mibne Malon Amar Im Kila Kiper V'Im Lo Kila Lo Kiper. So Rav Yehuda says, if you finished, you were mechaper, and if you didn't finish, you weren't mechaper. It sounds awfully similar to Rabbi Akiva. Rashi points out that if you look at Masechta Yuma, you will see that the subtle difference between the two of them. Look at the fourth to last line in Rashi. Im lo kiper,
The subtle difference between these Tanaim, Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Huda, is Shiraim, the leftover blood. Do I have to pour the leftover blood onto the Yisod of the Mizbech HaChitzon? Okay, and that's the only difference between the two of them. But, good. But what comes out, however, in other words, leave that subtlety out, is that they both maintain that you absolutely need to do all the hazos inside the Hecham. So, once we're here now, so essentially we're back to our original question. Right? The Torah says, Lepar, right, by the Par Halam Davar. And the Brisa says, that's an allusion to the Bull of Yom Kippur. Where I might have thought that some of the sprinklings on Yom Kippur is not essential. Par Halam Davar is telling us, no, they are essential. And now what we're trying to wonder is, why would I have thought it's not essential? Where would I have gotten this? What are we talking about that I need Par Halam Davar to substantiate that by Par Yom Kippur, it's essential? So Amar Rabba lo nitzricha ela la'es dam utvila. So Rabba says, you're right. You're absolutely right. As far as the essential nature of the avodah is concerned, you're absolutely right. They're essential. On Yom Kippur, you need all seven on the Parochas. You need all four on the Mizbech HaKetores. And we never thought otherwise. You're right. However, there are certain halachas which are not taught to us in Parshas Achrimos, which we learn over here in Par Halam Davar, and we're going to take these halachas that we learned over here and extend them to the part of Yom Kippur. Three halachas in particular. The halacha of Es, the halacha of Dam, and the halacha of Tvila. Now, we're going to go through each one of these. First, the halacha of Es. Am Rav Acha bar Yaakov, lo nitzricha, lahachshir. It's a funny word to read. Amin shebe'emtza b'dam. Such a difficult word to read, in fact. If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, he actually gives you nekudos. So you know how to read this word. Right? Otherwise, you would have been lost. It's amim shebe'emtza, amim shebe'etzba, period. Okay? Number one. The first halacha. Everyone follow the career of Josh Beckett? No, I'm the only one? I know Stuart would appreciate this. So Josh Beckett was plagued with a blister on his thumb. Okay, terrible. One of the best pitchers in baseball. Okay, I get a lot of blank looks from everyone here in the room. Okay, at least Stuart understands. So so when you have a blister, right? And who he pitched for? But and it really ruined his career. Meaning, as a pitcher, he just couldn't pitch. Well, great pitcher, but with a blister on his thumb, though he simply couldn't pitch. So one can make the argument, you know, the Cohen goes to work on Yom Kippur, and he has a blister on his thumb, and it's gonna ruin it. But obviously, we're in the world of Torah now, right? The real world. And you have to wonder, what's the big deal? So you have a blister on your thumb, or in this case, on your finger. Right? What's the big deal? So you may make the argument that blister is a chatzitza. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, right? Because you may think that's not his finger. That's something attached to his finger. Right? So the S is a riboy. Right, this we're so used to, right? The S being a riboy. Throughout all of Shas, we know that every time you have the word S, kabed es savicha ve'es imecha. Right, so who is it coming to include? So the Gemara tells us your oldest brother. Right, you got to honor your oldest brother. Okay, good. And a number of drushas that work that way throughout Shas, that S is a riboy. So S over here is a riboy. So in other words, your finger, what is it coming to include? The blister on your finger. Meaning that even that is that's considered part of your finger. Okay, so that's halacha number one. Okay, so that halacha now we learned in Par Halam Davar, and we're going to translate that halacha over to Yom Kippur. So that if the Kohen Gadol has a blister on his finger in Yom Kippur, it's good. It's still good. Two, Badam. Shiehe Badam Shir Tvila. Mi'ikara. Also, Badam teaches us the following. When I collect... Now remember, when I'm about to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, I got a lot more sprinkling than normal. Meaning for a regular chatas, what are we talking about? Four applications on the outer mizbeach. Not that bad. When on Yom Kippur, when I'm about to collect the blood, I have to remember that I got to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, I got to go to the Paroches, and I got to go to the Mizbeach HaKetores. Right? That's a lot of huzzah. That's a lot of sprinkling. In order for it to work, I need to collect enough blood originally in order to do it. Meaning that if I did not collect enough blood originally, and I walked into the Heichon, I did my sprinklings, and I ran out before I finished. So you'll think to yourself, okay, I'll go back outside and I'll get a little more blood. No. In order for it to work, I need to collect enough blood from the get-go in order to do a Zrika. That was what we learned out from the Halacha of Bedam. You have to have a sheer dam that allows me to do the Zrika.
So you can't carry in two vessels or just one?
It seems that way. It seems that you can't carry in two vessels. By the Chatas HaChitzon, it's an interesting point because we know by the outer Chatas, you can collect in four different vessels. Right? The Gemara discussed that many times. Okay? Bedam b'shir tefila mikara. And finally, the third halacha is v'taval. V'lo misafeg, or misafeg. I'm not sure. But either way, Rashi explains what that means is like this. When I dip my finger in the bowl, I can't scrape the side of the bowl and collect blood from the side of the bowl. I got to go in. I got to do a nice, right, healthy dip into the blood. And that's what we learned from the word v'taval. And you dip your finger in the blood, it's got to go into the liquid, and I can't just simply scrape the side of the bowl. Okay? Three halachas of dam that we learned from Par Halam Davar, the halacha of blister, the halacha of shear, how much blood you need, and the halacha of dipping, of you got to go into the blood. Those three halachas we learned from Par Halam Davar, says Rav Papa, that's what we're now extending towards Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, all those halachas are learned through the allusion of the word par. V'itzrich lemichta b'dam di kasav rachmana v'taval havamina afagav d'leke shir tvila mi'ikara kasav rachmana b'dam. So and now the Gemara just tells us that tzrichus and the necessity. See, the Gemara's points over here seem to be pretty obvious. I'm not 100% sure what the Gemara now is adding to the discussion. I need to understand the Gemara better. If the Torah would have said the word if the Torah would have just said the word tefillah, I would have thought, even if you don't have a shear, the e kasar rachman avadam hava mina tefillah misafek kasar rachman avetaval, and vetaval comes to tell us that you have to go into the blood. Okay, next mizbech kataris samim lamali. One more point. It says over here that it has to be Mizbech HaKetores. Right? When you sprinkle, it says the Torah is very clear about sprinkling it on the Mizbech HaKetores. Now, of course it's a Mizbech HaKetores, meaning it's the Mizbech inside the Heichal. What other Mizbech could it possibly be? Right? The Pasuk says in Pasuk Zayin, V'nasana Kohen Min Adam, Al Karnos Mizbech HaKetores HaSamim. Right? There's no other Mizbech inside. Meaning you're already in the Heichal. The Torah describes you walking into the Heichal. So what other Mizbech could it be talking about? So the Gemara explains, Mizbech Ketores Samim, Lamali, Shim Lo Nischanech HaMizbech Ketores Samim, Lo Hayam Mazeh. Just another, one more requirement. In order for the sprinkling to work, the Torah tells us a halacha in the Mizbech HaKetores. It has to be inaugurated with the burning of the Ketores. As I explained in the beginning of today, in that Mizbech, what was its primary function? Ketores was burned on it daily. If, let's say, Rashi gives an interesting scenario, let's say brand new Mizbech Ketores, never used before, Ketores never burnt on it before, no good. Part of its very nature, part of its definition, inauguration, if you will, is that it had to have Ketores being burnt on it. Okay. Good. And essentially that pretty much ends our daf, meaning let's go finish the daf, but essentially done. Meaning that the Gemara now explained to us the second point of the Braisa. The Braisa on Daf Lametes tells us that when the Torah goes on to say Lipar Peradal Pasakov, it's referring to a bull, specifically the bull of Yom Kippur. What halachas do I need to transcribe from Par Halam Davar to Par Yom Kippur? So essentially the Gemara's answer is Rav Papa. Rav Papa's three halachas are extended from Par Halam Davar to Par Yom Kippur.
Is it Exer Shavar?
It's, I don't know. What to call it, I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay, and now, why do I say the daf is done? Because, Tanya Kavasa de Rav Papa. Because what we're going to do now is we're going to go through a braisa for the rest of today's daf, which is basically going to support Rav Papa's answer that there are three halachas that we're learning from Par Halam Davar to Par Yom Kippur. So let's go through the braisa. Tanya Kavasa de Rav Papa Vasa, Kasher Asa, Ma Tamalama Lepar, Larabas Par Yom Kippurim, Lechol. I'm sorry, Lechol Masha Amr Beinyan, Divrei Rebbe. Again, the question of Girsa, should be Rebbe Akiva, but either way. Right? The first opinion in the Braisa is, yeah, this word Lepar is to tell us that whatever is true regarding the Par Halam Davar is true regarding Par Yom Kippur. I'm Rebbe Yishmael Kavachomer. Rebbe Yishmael says, I don't need this. I don't need this type of drasha because it's a Kavachomer. Uma b'makam shelo hushvu karban l'karban. Now, before I start the Kavachomer Rebbe Yishmael, mind you, the Kavachomer Rebbe Yishmael is going to be extraordinarily vague. Very vague. We're going to read the words of the Kavachomer. We're not going to understand it that well. The Gemara is going to acknowledge, it's okay if you don't understand it that well. We don't understand it that well. And then the Gemara is going to try to explain to us what the what the actual Kavachomer is. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Kavachomer. Hushvu karban lekarban. Hushvu masim lamasim. In a place where the karbanos are not equated, the actions are equated. Makom shehushvu karban lekarban. Eino din sheshava masim lamasa. So in a place where the karbanos are equated, don't you think the mas is equated? Good. Punk exclamation point. Good. So now we have a Kavachomer. We don't know what that Kavachomer is yet, but we have it. And once you have the Kavachomer, Elamatam Alam Lapar, Zepar Helam Davar, Shel Siba Lapar, Ze Par Kohen Mashiach. So therefore, the only need I have now for the word par is that Torah is actually referring back to the Par Kohen Gadol. That the Par Kohen Mashiach is like the Par Kohen Gadol. Period. That is the end of Rabbi Yishmael's position, and therefore comes out that according to Rabbi Yishmael, I don't need the limud. Amar Mar. So now the Gemara is going to say, I didn't get that. What was exactly the Kavachomer of Rabbi Yishmael? The Gemara says, are we describing over here the bull of Yom Kippur and the goat of Yom Kippur? They're not the same. It's not the same. The bull and goat of Yom Kippur has an extra stage to it, which is not true by the par Helam Davar and the par Mashiach, in that the blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ela, par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, usi'irei avodas kochavim. So what do you want to tell me? That what's the same par Helam Davar and the goat of Avodah Zarah? Right, our parsha Shlach Chatos Apnimios. Ikal Mifrach. The Gemara says no. Malahanach shekein mechapren ala veros mitzvah yedua. No, because they're mechaper over specific sins that are known. So Ella par helm davar shel tzibur usi'ir yom shel yom kippurim. So the comparison that Rabbi Shmuel is making, the Kavachomer is, I want to compare par helm davar to the goat of Yom Kippur. V'hachi kamar. Uma b'makom shelo hushvu karban l'karban. Look, they're not the same. One's a bull, one's a goat. Not the same animal. D'hai par v'hai se'ir. Hushvu masim l'masim l'may d'kasav b'hu. They're the same. Now, you can make the same exact point we just made two seconds ago. They're not the same. The se'ir of Kohen Gadol, the blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Gemara says, okay, but at least for what the Torah says they're the same for. Meaning, they're both similar in that they both have seven sprinklings towards the parochas. They both have four sprinklings on the inner mizbeach. So at least in that regard, they're the same. Makom shehushvu karban lekarban. Dehaipar vehaipar eino din shehushvu masim lemasim. So now that we're there, so now the par, if the par and seir, which are different animals, but basically have the same function, the bull of the Par Halam Davar, the bull of Yom Kippur, you don't think that's also going to be the same? Of course that's going to be the same. So v'asalei Par Yom Kippurim, so now that we're here, so why do I now need the Torah to equate the two? So la'es bidam utvila mi par kohen Mashiach. to tell me the three halachas: the halacha of blister, the halacha of sheer blood, and the halacha of tefillah. Right? Good. And that is how I know that those halachas that applied by Par Helm Davar apply also to the part of Yom Kippur. A little bit more for today. And as far as the Seir of Yom Kippur, that we learn out from the goat of Avodah Zarah. Mikav v'chomer. Through a kav v'chomer. The Gemara says, v'chidavar halamed behekesh chozem halamed bekav v'chomer. A technical point over here. Something that can be learned through hekesh can then be learned through kav v'chomer. Meaning there only are a limited number of jumps you can make in the world of drasha. You can darshan to go from point A to point B. But then you're going to take a halacha that we learn through drasha from point A to point B and then go from point B to point C. You're limited. And Rabbi Shmuel says, yes. Something learned through a hekesh can then be learned through a kavachomer. He allows that kind of maneuvering in the world of drasha to go from hekesh and then extend the halacha through kav v'chomer. It doesn't bother them that much. But again, the whole point, just make sure that we get a more global picture over here. The whole point of bringing in this braisa is to punctuate, Rav Papa is absolutely correct, that the word par used in Par Helam Davar is alluding to the par of Yom Kippur, and it's telling us that those halachas that are true by Par Helam Davar, the blister halacha, the sheer blood, the sheer dam halacha, and the halacha of dipping into the blood, all three of those halachas are actually going to extend to the halachas of Yom Kippur. The Braisa makes exactly that very point, and that's what we get. Good. Today was a continuation of the discussion of Chatzos HaPnimios. Right? We basically established today that there are five Chatzos HaPnimios. The Braisa talks about how the psukim in Parshas Vayikra become really a binyanav, a base model for the other chatas apnimios, and we learned various halachas today that apply to the par helam davar, to the par kohen gadol, and by extension to other chatas apnimios as well. Okay, we'll stop here.